Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 295 for April 20th, and we're going to start off in 1775 when the Siege of Boston begins, following the battles at Lexington and Concord. And then in 1898, U.S. President William McKinley signs a joint resolution to Congress for declaration of war against Spain, beginning the Spanish-American War. And finally, in 1972, Apollo 16 lunar module, commanded by John Young and piloted by Charles Duke, lands on the moon. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 20th, 1775, just days after the skirmishes at Lexington and Concord marked the outbreak of the American Revolutionary War, the Siege of Boston began. This event was crucial as it represented the first major standoff between the newly formed Continental Army and the British forces. The siege laid the groundwork for the subsequent strategic and ideological battles that would shape the early course of the war. Early in the siege on June 17, 1775, the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought on the outskirts of Boston. Though technically a British victory due to their eventual capture of the battlefield, the battle demonstrated the resolve and potential for the American forces. Throughout the siege, both sides faced numerous challenges. The British were effectively isolated and had difficulty obtaining supplies and reinforcements due to the American control of land access to Boston. Meanwhile, the Americans had to maintain their encirclement while managing their own logistical and operational issues. On April 20th, 1898, U.S. President William McKinley signed a joint resolution from Congress declaring war against Spain, marking the official beginning of the Spanish-American War. This conflict was primarily fought in the Caribbean and the Pacific, with major campaigns in Cuba and the Philippines. The war emerged from the United States' intervention in the Cuban War of Independence and was fueled by the explosion of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, reports of Spanish atrocities in Cuba, and American imperialist ambitions. On April 20, 1972, during the Apollo program, the Apollo 16 lunar module, commanded by John Young and piloted by Charles Duke, successfully landed on the moon. This mission marked NASA's fifth crewed moon landing and was part of a series of missions aimed at conducting scientific exploration of the lunar surface and developing an understanding of the moon's geology. The landing site for Apollo 16 was the Descartes Highlands, a region selected for its geologically diverse terrain, which scientists hoped would provide insights into the moon's early history. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. Keep on learning something new every single day. It's one of the most important things you could do for yourself, for your mind, and for your life.